The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him.' This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. I've been to the Grand Canyon, and when I came to the ledge, thank God there was a fence, I froze. I stood motionless, riveted, at this canyon that seemed to have no end. I was in awe of the beauty, and I couldn't move. I stood there. In 1994, there was a terrible earthquake in Northridge. It awakened me, and I stood there in fear. The Grand Canyon was a moment of beauty that stopped me. This earthquake made me freeze in place. What had been so secure had now shaken my foundation. That Northridge earthquake broke a lot of glass in this gorgeous church, and big pieces fell down. And parishioners saved these broken pieces. And in 2008, we took the biggest pieces and made Stations of the Cross, 7 on this side, 7 on the other, as part of celebrating that we are always being called to be transformed from our broken places. 2,000 years ago, the two Marys in our gospel experienced an earthquake that shook them to the core, their very foundation. And there in front of them, what was it? It was blinding light, whiter than snow, but they couldn't move. And then they heard this voice. Could it be true that their beloved Jesus was alive? They paused. They were in a deep silence. That is what I pray for you right now. That right here, right now, you pause. That something touches you and you don't want to move. Your heart is listening? Is it something you heard in the scriptures that made your heart stop? Or was it the majestic music we've begun to hear, and it just filled your spirit and you're in this deep pause? Or is it this church that's been transformed? 6 weeks ago, we began a Lenten journey with Ash Wednesday. There were no flowers for 6 weeks. We had no flowers that are now filling the sanctuary. The branch was there, rocks symbolizing the desert, fountain, all of it to help us with the theme we had chosen this year, that we are spiritual beings on an earthly journey. And to help us remember for 6 weeks, we also used during our services earthenware vessels to remind us that we are vessels, to show that the power of God is what makes the difference. The power of God is how we are able to love and to become more than we can be. It is quite a season that brings us to this day. How have these 6 weeks been for you? When it began on Ash Wednesday, you heard the words, "You are dust, and to dust you shall return," and you were marked with ashes as a symbol of how vulnerable we are, how much we need God, and how do we get in touch with God? What are the choices that you made during Lent? And one of the ways to help us this year was we had a devotional. Every day of Lent was written by someone in our parish, based on the readings for that day. And it was a personal reflection. And so I thank Peter and Christina and Susan for putting it all together. And that brought us to last Sunday, Palm Sunday. When we raised palm branches, we started outside and we walked inside singing, "All glory, laud, and honor to Jesus Christ our King." And then we entered this holiness of Holy Week. And 3 nights ago, on Monday, Thursday, we entered the Last Supper, the moment that Jesus got up from the table and gave us an example of service. "If I, your Lord, wash your feet, then can you do likewise?" How do we serve? And that night, service ended with hearing that Judas threw down 30 pieces of silver and left the dinner. And so did we. 30 pieces of silver were thrown down, and we walked out of the parish hall. We had had a Middle Eastern dinner, and now we walked into the night like Jesus did 2,000 years ago. And then it was Good Friday. And at noon, we walked our stations, beginning with Jesus before Pilate and ending with the tomb. And we had the opportunity, if we wanted, to put a rose or a candle at the rough cross that we had laid on the altar. That night, we truly entered the tomb. And as Jesus was anointed after his burial, on Friday night, whoever was attending was invited to come forward. And as you were anointed at your baptism, marked as Christ's own forever, on Good Friday night, you were invited forward to be anointed. Remember, when you are buried with Christ, you will rise with Christ. And then last night, we heard the Easter acclamation. So 2,000 years ago, on the Easter Sunday, when those two Marys arrived at the tomb. And there they paused in this time between time. And they heard the message, Jesus is alive. And as they were told to go and tell the disciples, as they were leaving, Jesus meets them and says, greetings. And in that moment, he raised them up to new faith, new hope, and new life, so they could become more than they could be. That is the simple message, actually, of Easter. The gift of Easter is that in the living Jesus, you are raised up. You are given a grace for new hope, new faith, and new love. To be more than you can be through the power of God in you, the living Jesus. And there is a song that says the Easter message for me. We will always in our lives have Good Friday days ourselves when we feel a darkness, when we feel a burden. And then we go through that difficult season and we rise again to face more of life. And we're given the grace to face. And in this song, You Raise Me Up, I hear the Easter message. When I am down and oh my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong. When I am on your shoulders, you raise me up to more than I can be. Jesus is the message. May you receive the living Jesus. If you are comfortable, I invite you right now to close your eyes, put your hands on your knees. Either have your hands on your knees or let your palms be straight up. Let your eyes be closed if you're comfortable as I sing. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. What are you going to do with your resurrected life? You can be more than you thought you could be.